Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
In this line and voiceover demonstration, I want to show you what it's like to download one of the premium voices that you can now get via software update, remembering that the compact versions of these voices are pre-installed with Lion, and then you can choose to download any of those compact voices via software update. So I've currently got my MacBook turned on. In this case, it's my MacBook Air. VoiceOver is running. And as usual, let's start from a known spot on the Mac by going to the desktop with VoiceOver, which is Shift-VOD, remembering that the VO keys are the control and option keys held down together. So I'll do that now. Shift-VOD or Shift-Control-Option-D.
Desktop, Macintosh HD volume.
Now on the desktop, let's go and bring up VoiceOver Utility. That's where we have to select one of the premium voices to download. So to bring up VoiceOver Utility, that is VOF8, function key 8, so control option F8.
Opening VoiceOver Utility. VoiceOver Utility. VoiceOver Utility window. Utility categories. Table. Row 1 of 10. General. Selected. Has keyboard focus.
Now we could navigate down this category table. I'm actually just going to press Command 3 to bring up speech.
Speech. Speech.
And let's VO right arrow across.
Voices. Selected tab. 1 of 2.
And that tab's already selected. If it was not, we could press VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar to select it. Let's press VO right arrow again until we get to where VoiceOver will say categories to us.
Pronunciation tab. 2 of 2. Mute speech. Unchecked checkbox. Category.
Okay, that's category. Let's go VO dinner to go beneath it.
Default.
And we do indeed want to change the default voice in this case, so let's do VO right arrow to go across.
Alex, default voice pop-up button.
Okay, Alex is currently the default voice. It's the pop-up we want, so let's press VO spacebar.
Menu 22 items checkmark, Alex.
And let's get down to customize, and we'll just type in CUS to jump down to customize.
Customize ellipsis.
Of course, we just could have kept pressing VO down arrow to get to that spot on the menu. So VO spacebar to select that.
Interact with dialog for window VoiceOver Utility. Select voices.
Since there are now so many voices to choose from within VoiceOver now that you can also download, of course, via software update, I'm actually going to use the search button to just search for English voices. So I'm going to do VO right arrow.
Search text field.
And type in English.
E-N-G-L-I-S-H.
And press enter.
English. Highlighted.
Now I'm going to jump to the speech table or the voices table by doing Control Option Command T or VO Command T.
Voices table.
Let's interact with that voices or speech table with Shift VO down arrow.
Interact with voices table, row 1 of 50. English, Australia, row 1 of 50, cell.
Now it's got 50 rows, remembering though that some of the rows are actually headings, such as this first row, which is actually just says English, Australia. If I do VO down arrow.
Karen.
That's Karen. That's one of the premium voices. If I do VO down arrow again.
Karen Compact.
That's the compact voice that's currently installed. So if I uninteract with VO shift up arrow.
Stop interacting with voices. Table. One cell selected. VO row 3 of 50. Karen Compact. Row 3 of 50. Play button.
In VO spacebar, you'll actually hear a sample of what the compact Karen voice sounds like.
Hello, my name is Karen. I am an Australian English voice.
Okay, not particularly nice to listen to, really, but it is indeed a voice that's pre-installed with Lion. So let me just do VO left to go back to the table.
Voices, table, one cell selected, row 3 of 50, Karen Compact, row 3 of 50, selected cell, three items.
VO down arrow.
Interact with voices, table, row 3 of 50, selected, Karen Compact, row 3 of 50, selected cell, three items, Karen.
Let's uninteract.
Stop interacting with voices, table, one cell selected, play button.
Now let's see what the full premium voice of Karen now sounds like.
Press hello, play button. My name is Karen. I'm an Australian English voice.
Okay, a lot better. I actually want to go and get the Daniel premium voice. So let's go back to the table with VO left arrow.
Voices, table, one cell selected, row 2 of 50. Karen, row 2 of 50,
let's
selected cell, three items.
With Shift VO down arrow.
Interact with voices, table, row 2 of 50, selected. Karen, row 2 of 50, selected cell, three items.
Now, Daniel's a fair way down, so I'm just going to type in D-A-N.
Daniel.
And there's Daniel. Now, let's just see what the Daniel compact voice sounds like first before we start the download process and play a sample of his voice. So, VO Denaro.
Daniel compact.
And shift VO up here at Undirect.
Stop interacting with voices. VO table. Right one cell selected. Row 17. Play button.
VO spacebar.
Press play. My name is Daniel. I am a British English voice.
Okay, so that's the compact version of Daniel. Let's go back to the table and go and choose Daniel himself and see what the premium voice sounds like before we download it. So VO left arrow.
Voices, table, one cell selected, interact row 17 of 50. Daniel compact, down. Interact with voices, VO table, row 7, Daniel.
There's Daniel. Uninteract with shift VO up arrow.
Stop interacting with voices, table, one VO cell right selected, row 16 of 50. Play button.
And let's see what he sounds like before we decide to download him.
Press hello, play button. My name is Daniel. I am a British English voice.
So he's very, very clear. So we want to download him. So let's go back to the table and we'll actually check the checkbox for Daniel. So VO left arrow.
Voices, table, one cell selected, row 16 of 50. Daniel, row 16 of 50. Selected. Interact with voices, table, row 16 of 50. Selected. Daniel, row 16 of 50. Selected cell, three items.
And let's check Daniel with VO spacebar.
Check checkbox.
Let's interact with that table now with shift VO up arrow.
Stop interacting with voices, table, one cell selected, row 16 of 50. Daniel, row 16 of 50. Selected cell, three items.
And now if we do VO right arrow.
Automatic download image. This voice will be automatically downloaded.
And I'm just keeping pressing right arrow at the moment.
Play button.
And we can go to the OK button.
Cancel button. OK. Default
and
button.
VO spacebar, and it's going to bring up software update.
Press OK. Alex, close software update. Alert dialog. Are you sure you want to download and install the voice, Daniel? 386 megabytes now?
It tells the name of the speech synthesizer and the size, so let's do VO right.
Not now, but install. Default
and
button.
We'll install it, so VO spacebar.
Press and license agreement. Apple software.
And let's VO right to the agree button.
Text, English, disagree, agree button.
VO spacebar to agree.
Press agree. Now in software update window, stop button.
And now it's actually downloading it, so if we press VO left arrow from the stop button.
Busy progress indicator. Finding software.
It's finding the software. If I do VO left arrow again.
Software update image.
That's the heading of the current dialog. So VO right arrow.
Installing one item.
Installing one item. VO right arrow.
30.3% progress indicator.
And that's the current percentage that's been downloaded. If I do VO right arrow again.
Downloading multilingual voices.
VO right arrow again.
7.2 megabytes of 344.8 megabytes, about 12 minutes.
What I'm going to do on the recording for the demo, I'm actually going to pause the recording and we'll pick it up just as it's about to finish the download.
Voiceover utility window, 45, content selected, default, rate, edit text.
Okay, so it's flung us back into the voiceover utility. And it was a bit odd because on the download section, it said it was up to 65%, which is why you heard me quickly move in my chair. However, let's do a VO left arrow.
Alex, default voice pop-up button.
And just to make sure that we're still on the right row for the default voice, let's just do a VO left arrow again.
Default.
Yep, that's where we are. So VO right arrow.
Alex, default voice
let's
pop-up
do
button.
VO spacebar.
Menu 23 items checkmark. Alex.
Okay, and if we type in Daniel.
Daniel.
There he is. Let's VO spacebar.
Daniel. Closing menu. Daniel. Default voice pop-up button.
Okay, and of course, there he is. Talking away. Okay, so let's quit VoiceOver Utility with Command Q.
Finder. Desktop. Macintosh HD. Selected volume.
Okay, and there's Daniel. So let's give you an idea of what he really sounds like. Let's go to the menu bar with VOM or Control Option M.
Menu bar Apple. Finder. File. Edit. View. Go. Window, go,
okay, VO left arrow.
View, edit, file, finder, Apple.
Let's pull the menu down, VO down arrow.
Apple menu 11 items. About this Mac. Software update, App Store ellipsis. System preferences, doc, submenu. Recent items, submenu.
Press escape.
Closing menu, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
And of course, if we want to get Alex back, we don't have to go through VoiceOver Utility, Speech, Voices, go through the default, go to the pop-up and choose Alex. We can just use our speech attribute rotor, which is VO command left or right to get the voices. So control option command left or right arrow. I'm going to do control option command left arrow.
Voice Daniel.
And control option command down arrow.
Alex.
Okay, and let go. And now we've got Alex back. So let's make sure it's Alex that's back. So let's do a voiceover command such as VOF2 to read the current window we're in.
Desktop.
Okay, and there's Alex back again. And of course, if you wanted to get back to Daniel quickly, remembering that the writer keeps a list of the last commonly used synthesizer used. So we should be able to just very quickly now press VO command down arrow.
Voice Daniel.
And there's Daniel back.
Dropbox alias, selected alias. Macintosh HD, selected volume.
Okay, well, let's switch back to Alex. So VO command down arrow, remembering I'm still on the voice part of the rotor. So VO command down arrow.
Voice Alex.
And there's Alex back.
Dropbox alias, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
Okay, so that's a very quick way of changing your voices to and from what you want to use. It also completes this demonstration of downloading one of the premium voices from Software Update. And keep in mind also that how fast that voice downloads will depend on your broadband connection. So it might be very quick or very slow. And as I said, as I was doing the demonstration, just keep an eye on that software download percentage and how much it's downloaded. Because as I found out today, it's not or doesn't seem to be that accurate. However, I did have the Daniel voice previously stored, and I did delete it. So perhaps it's found other libraries that were already on my hard drive and didn't need to download them. So it's a demonstration. Please keep in mind those few comments. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.